The Justice Department has filed suit to block Oracle Corporation's hostile takeover bid for rival business software maker PeopleSoft. Oracle, the number two player in the market, has blasted the decision, which may kill the deal. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
The lawsuit was filed in U.S. District Court in San Francisco on the grounds that the $9.4 billion proposed merger violates federal antitrust laws.
We took this action because it's the right thing to do to protect competition in an important market.
That's Assistant Attorney General R. Hewitt Pate in a telephone conference with reporters. He accepted the recommendation of the Justice Department staff, who analyzed Oracle's proposed deal and found it to be anti-competitive, pure and simple.
If this transaction were allowed to go forward, major businesses and government agencies depend on this type of software, would pay higher prices, they would have fewer choices, and there would be less innovation in that marketplace.
Both Oracle and PeopleSoft make enterprise software for human resource management and financial services. They serve the same customers, big businesses, government agencies, and nonprofit organizations. According to the Justice Department, there's only one other major competitor in the field, the giant German conglomerate SAP, which controls about 35% of the market. Given the limited choices, analyst Tony Frischa, president and CEO of AMR Research, says it's not surprising the government decided to nix the proposed merger.
Markets are naturally more stable with three players than they are with two. If someone's making an anti-competitive case saying you're going to bring it down to two players and that's going to hurt customers, that's an easy argument to make.
Oracle had argued it has plenty of other rivals, notably Microsoft and Siebel Systems. Plus, it said new entrants to the market would shake up the competitive environment. But according to Frischa, so far Microsoft has been a minor player, and the entry of other competitors is still speculative. Oracle also claimed a merger would produce efficiencies that would drive down prices for enterprise software. But Frischa notes that many government agencies weren't reassured.
There's a lot of states across the country that have big investments in PeopleSoft, and there's been a lot of political pressure, I believe, from those states to the government to block the deal.
Earlier this month, Oracle upped its bid to acquire PeopleSoft by one-third. Oracle said it would fight the Justice Department's lawsuit in court, saying it has no basis in fact or law. But Frischa says the odds of Oracle winning at this point are slim. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.